Congratulations. Your election breaks a barrier. And what is it like to be the first female legislative leader in New York State? Do you feel like you bring a special responsibility to the job?
Absolutely. Every time we're able to make some strides or break a barrier, you do feel more responsible. I know people are looking up to me, making sure that indeed I do the legislative body proud, that we do our Democratic conference proud, and certainly for women who have never held this position that I do women proud. So it's a great responsibility, but I'm up for it.
So in January, the Senate, even depending what happens on the Amador-Katchik race, the Senate is numerically going to have more Democrats than Republicans. But you are likely going to be in the status of minority leader. I mean, that's got to kind of sting.
Well, it is what it is. As you said, we are in the numerical majority. We know that we are in the majority. We will work to, again, achieve the goals that we have for a progressive New York State. We are excited about working with the governor. We are excited about working with all of our partners to make sure that our legislative agenda gets done. And I believe that eventually we will be clearly in the majority in every respect.
Yeah, which we'll get to some of those issues in a moment. You're probably aware of Senator Bill Perkins' comments today, talking about being on the back of the bus, plantation politics. I mean, does it concern you that most of the blacks and Hispanics are going to be in kind of a lower party status, not in the ruling coalition?
Well, it certainly concerns, I think it should concern every person who casts a vote for a particular person who represents themselves in a particular party. I think that is what our democracy is about. And essentially, when you are casting a vote thinking that the person you're voting for is going to do a certain thing and then they do other things, I think that is frustrating for everyone.
I mean, did the voters get cheated here?
Well, I think that the voters have every right to have expectations when they send people to whatever legislative body that these people will actually do what they're supposed to do. So we are in the position we're in. And what we're going to do is work with what we've got. We're not going to abandon our progressive agenda. We're going to push for it. We, again, have a numerical majority, and there are real issues, whether it's campaign finance reform, whether it's stop and frisk, whether it's reproductive health. There are real things. We have issues with guns and trying to work with them. There are real things that we need to do, and frankly speaking, we should have chairmanships, but regardless of that, the people's agenda is first, and we will be pushing to get that done.
Have you talked to IDC Chair Jeff Klein yet today? I know that you're planning on talking to him at some point. Have you talked to him at this point?
I have not had an opportunity as yet, but I certainly am planning to speak with him.
Would you ask the IDC to come back with the Democrats when you talk to him?
I think the first thing is to open up a dialogue. Let's talk about what it is that we're both working towards and how we can work together to do it. And I think that if we open a dialogue and discussion and we are actually all working towards the same end, which is, again, making sure that New Yorkers are represented the way they should be represented, I'm sure the conversation will take many turns. I want to make it very, very clear, though, that I am open to having the conversations with my colleagues of the IDC, and it is certainly my hope that we will really be able to work positively together.
Governor Cuomo, I understand you met with him this afternoon. How did that conversation go, and how was your relationship with him?
The conversation went very well. We've had a long-standing relationship. He congratulated me. He talked about the state of the state. He talked about what things he would be covering in the state of the state. We talked about how we hoped that it would be a productive session, and congratulated me, of course, in being in this historic role. And I think it was promising. There were other colleagues with me, and I think we all came away with a sense of being able to move the ball forward in the right direction.
Did you bring up, though, any of the frustrations about not being in the ruling majority, the way things are shaping up? And was he any way helpful with that?
The governor is interested in getting his agenda done. We happen to be interested in the same agenda. all of us are wondering how this multi-headed sentient is going to look. So I think the quicker we, again, get to the people's business and Democrats do things in a progressive, productive way, I think we will start seeing, I believe, a real coming together of how this chamber is supposed to work. And again, call me an optimist, but I believe that we will not only be a statistical majority, we will be a functioning majority very soon.
Well, there's been talk with the kind of two-headed Senate leadership of, instead of three men in a room for the budget, four men in a room. Do you expect to be left out of that? What do you think of that dynamic?
Well, I spoke about that briefly with the governor, and this is New York. And for the first time, there's a woman leader. I expect to be in the room. I expect to be part of the discussions. I expect to be part of the solutions. And I expect that the governor would want to make sure that that happens. I think for New York, who we are, what we represent, and certainly what women's rights have been won over the years right here, it's an opportunity for us to really put the best foot forward. And so I want to be one of the people in the room, and I think I will be quite often.
Did the governor make any promises about that?
We have an agenda that we share. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that, again, our Democratic conference is interested in that agenda. So I suspect that in order to get it done, I will be in the room.
And just one last question. The Senate Democrats have not been maybe the easiest conference to preside over. There's a lot of very independent-type people there. We saw a missive from Senator Ruben Diaz today kind of taking shots at everybody, saying, somebody made up his quote, this and that. I mean, how can you handle all these different personalities and some of the discord that comes up?
Well, people are people. And no matter where you are, you will have interesting personalities. We are together for one purpose. And at the end and the beginning of every day, we are reminded that we're here to really serve a greater cause. And that's the people who sent us here. So that's what we're striving for. That's what this leadership is about. That's what my attitude is about. That's what's the attitude of the majority of the members, if not all. So we will find a way to be independent thinkers, to be dramatic or whatever it is. But even as we do these things, we will find a way to get the business of the people done, because that's why we're here.
And my one really last question, are you going to have to get more scarves?
See, this is radio, so they...
I have to set that one up, right? No one for her scarves. Exactly.
And I tell you, I have plenty of scarves, and because people know I have so many scarves, that's been my trademark for a very long time, they seem to be able to get me more scarves if it's a birthday or a Christmas or I'm just traveling around the block. So I am sure you will see a wonderful array of scarves. And not only on me, I'm getting to see them on a lot of other people too. In fact, I'm waiting to see you in your scarf.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful.